Don't miss the OTR Super Sprint, SA's newest supercar event at the Bend Motorsport Park, 24th to the 26th of August. Get your tickets at thebend.com.au.
Ruined tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Good morning, Tex.
Dits, how are you,
well,
mate?
Well, you just come in when you feel like it now, do you?
Here, mate.
We got a regular thing.
Here you go, mate.
What's that?
Tissues.
Oh, if you don't mind. Oh, mate, that's history. That's bloody ages ago. You got to play GWS now.
What about early in the year? You didn't forget about it.
What?
Yeah, I come
it took
in.
A what? Couple of weeks to get over that one.
When we beat you earlier in the year. When Motlop kicked that great goal. Mm. Now, listen, you come when you feel like it, do you?
Sorry, mate, I had to change.
Is a Tuesday morning. What's going
on? It's not a hard and fast Tuesday mornings.
It is.
Well, I'm here, mate.
All right.
Be happy that I'm here. I got your coffee.
Brought a couple of special guests with you.
I bought Pete from Simply Coffee.
Yeah.
And Tyson from Bespoke Kitchens.
Right. Now, I've been out to Simply Coffee, so just out in Kent Town there.
Are they nice coffees?
Beautiful.
Are they the one with laxettes in them?
Well, better not be.
You are sucking a bit harder on that coffee than you normally have been.
Listen, call a truce. Enough's enough.
Yeah,
these boys are lucky enough to buy the Triple M experience at the Jake Borlase luncheon.
Triple M experience? Yeah, so, gee, that would have been expensive. Would have come in
for us.
Come in, spend some time with you boys and say good day and see how things work.
Now, I've heard a rumour on the grapevine about Tyson at Bespoke Kitchens that they are a cut above any other kitchen company.
All right.
So if you're thinking about...
Roo's clearly after a kitchen.
Well, I might be very shortly, actually, Tyson. As a matter of fact, you will not get out of this room until we sign a contract.
Get him in a headlock.
Right. He's got me in a headlock before, Roo.
Yeah.
Remember when he flew in to grand final day?
Yeah. Down the grandstand there.
Down into the grandstand. Can you remember that?
Huh?
When I was calling you Nicky Webster the night.
No matter why.
You'd had a few, and he said, you call me that one more time. And I thought, I'm going to try me lucky.
Yeah.
I did, and I got put into a headlock. I thought, I'm never giving Mark Ricciuto a look again.
No, don't do that. Hey, I tell you what, I was down in the room Saturday night, Dad texted, and your mum was down there, and your beautiful girlfriend Ellie was down there, and she was holding a baby. I tell you, I've never seen a cluckier looking woman.
Mum was.
Well, they both were. Mum wanted grandkids, and Ellie just looked like a mum.
Mum's got grandkids. She's got two.
Yeah, I know one, but you know one from the text.
Nah. You know,
Ellie just she had mum looking written all over her.
Can
forehead.
I just ask what are the years like on the grandkids?
Oh no!
You want to behave yourself, and they don't have red hair, so we're all right.
Gee,
are you going to send me mum flowers or not?
Oh, I might.
No, he's a pretender.
I might.
Pretender.
Now, listen, let's go back to the weekend. I'm happy to talk about it just one more time. No, because you've got a theory on the. Everyone's talked about, I've been asked 8,000 times about Josh Jenkins' goal, but you've got a theory on it, haven't you?
I do. It'll be hard to explain, but...
We'll try your best.
So my theory is that if it did hit the inside of the right post, it either keeps its line or goes to the right. This is all because of the reverse angle.
Hang on, deflection. Let's look at it. It's the left-hand side goalpost.
It's the left-hand side goalpost, but
and
if it hit the inside of the post...
It will deflect either right, won't it?
Oh, you're telling the story now, eh?
No, I'm trying
to... It either deflects right or keeps going straight.
Straight on, yeah.
But if you look at where it finishes, it still bends and ends up on the opposite side of the post.
On the left side.
Oh. The left side of the post.
So it goes past the post and turns left.
Yes.
Which, so from your theory then, it hasn't touched the, because of that, what you're saying is if it had have touched the post, it wouldn't then been left around behind the post. I like your theory. Right. I think it makes sense.
We better go to a little break after that while we can all think about it.
I'm absolutely wrapped. This is the first time we've ever agreed on something to do with football.
I'm feeling crook.
It's not from that.
It's from the coffee. Roo joined us thanks to Distinctive Homes. More with that, Roo.
Tex. Thanks. I'm only here for one second.
He's put hallucinogens in my body. I'm seeing double. Right, Tex will join us more in a moment.
That's
right.
It.
Thanks and to Distinctive Homes.
I've just got a message from my mum.
Oh,
she tunes in.
Oh, with ears like that, I'm not surprised.
Well, we're going to have the best side for the season in this Saturday night at Manuka Oval in Canberra. Tex, Douglas, McGovern, Cheney all back. Only Seedsman and Brad Crouch, I think, out of the best 22 now. Just having a look at the forecast for Canberra on Saturday night, Sunday
morning.
No, I
don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Well, on Sunday, which, you know, it's just after midnight, not long yet, probably 2 hours after you finish, -2.
Mm, nice.
-2.
Do you have to call the game, Dits?
No.
16 Saturday afternoon.
I'll be in front of my fire at home.
Drop down to -2. Be hoping you get rolled too, Dits, in front of the fire. Won't you, Dits?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You know, I'm a big fan of Texas. And Texas.
Look into Texas' eyes and tell him and swear to God that you're going to hope they don't get beaten.
No, I can't do that. Come on. I get carried away. No. Tex, a couple of weeks ago, people had written the Crows off and said, that's it, season's over. Right now, you must think you're playing good enough that if you sneak in, you could worry any side.
I'd totally agree. I said that 2 weeks ago, I reckon.
Mm.
We got 12 points to get, which gives us a chance to play finals. And I think if we play finals, we could do some damage.
Do some damage, yep. Last couple of weeks, it's just steadily improved, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Well, bit of personnel back and we're starting to play some consistent footy, apart from probably one quarter against the Demons. Our last seven quarters have been pretty good, and on the weekend we're able to stay in the arm wrestle and come out on the other side. We probably should have, I think, if we finished our goals, won by a little bit more.
Mm.
But it was a great spectacle for all fans that went along.
Mm. Hey, you got a dad joke for us before we let you go?
I do, mate. One of my mates, he's a drummer, and he just had some twins.
Okay.
Called him Anna 1 and Anna 2.
You're not back in form there. Gee whiz.
Hey, thanks for bringing the boys in too. Now, Simply Coffee out there at Kent Town.
Yep.
Yep.
And we all met on that special day for your mate Jake Borlase. How's he getting on, Jake?
He's going really well.
This is about melanoma. We had a special lunch.
Melanoma, yeah. He's going really well at the moment. So keep touching base with him quite regularly. And he's still stubborn. I'm all right. Mm. But he's going really well. So that was a great lunch and Dits.
Mm.
Very
and
well
Peter
emceed.
Here from Simply Coffee. Quick, say good day, Peter. Oh,
quick. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, there you go. But we're just telling us that his sister-in-law's got melanoma as well. So we wish, Peter, we wish your family all the best and we wish her all the best as well. Yeah. Very, very serious affliction it is. And, Roo, you better get Tyson ahead like here and negotiate to your bespoke kitchen.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. Yeah. Kitchen
good them. On your Tex. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Big game against GWS.
Do you mean that good
I
luck?
I do. I want you to play well, Tex.
And us to win?
I just want you to play well. That's as far as I'll go.
Just I can say
you
want Tex us to win. Five.
Five?
Said that.
Why just don't you want us to win?
You'll have a long sleeve Guernsey on, won't you? A bit fresh, bit chilly for
don't
you.
Don't you dare wear a long sleeve jumper.
Why don't you want us to win? Come on.
Dits told me off air before, Tex, he's worried that if the Crows win the next three and Port lose the next three and we skip over the top of the power, missed the eight, Crows get in, that he's going to have to go holidays in September and get
I'll go and find Gilligan's Island somewhere where no one can find me. There's no phone coverage. It'll be the worst week of my life.
Oh, I'm happy to get some phone coverage for you.
And then spend on hold for Centrelink and other federal agencies. So, 800 to 1,000 jobs in South Australia for call centres. So, yeah, job's a job, isn't it?
It is, most definitely. The only question I ask with that, everyone sends their call centres offshore because they're actually very, very expensive to run. So I hope they've done all their numbers and got all their ducks in a row for that.
Well, you know, the federal government's probably thinking, well, better off having jobs in South Australia and people on the dole, I suppose.
Mm. All right, what else have you got?
I have got the tribunal result for Andrew Gaffey. Got 8 weeks, which I think is about right. There's a few people who had a bit to say about it pre and post.
Well, I'm happy with 7 weeks because that takes him out of the final series. I think that's a significant enough penalty.
5 to 7 weeks, and he deserves every one of them.
8+ for me.
He's going to miss final series and maybe even a grand final.
I think it will rest anywhere between 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I'm at 12 weeks.
It's going to be a 7-week minimum. He can't play again this year.
I just want to say I'm so sorry to
Andrew and the Brayshaw family and the pain I've caused them over the last 48 hours. I respect the Brayshaw boys so much and the way they go about it. I'm really disappointed. I own my actions and it really hurts a lot. The last 48 hours has probably been the toughest couple of days of my life, and people that I've spoken to and people that have seen me throughout that time know the world of pain I'm in and how much I'm suffering. I see myself as a caring, gentle and measured person, and that's why it's disappointing so much more. I'm disappointed for Andrew, disappointed myself. I'm disappointed to let my teammates down at an important time of the year. I'm disappointed to let my supporters down as well. But once again, I just want to apologise wholeheartedly to Andrew, and I hope he gets better soon.
Can I tell you one of the stars out of this, and that's Mark Brayshaw, who's the father of Andrew Brayshaw. Mm-hmm. If you, I don't know if you've read his comments. Now, he's the brother of James Brayshaw, very famous, works on, as we all know.
And the dad of Andrew, isn't he?
Yep. So Mark's former CEO of Richmond Football Club, and he's a very, very clever man. But he's spoken to Andrew Gaff's parents. So the two dads have had a chat and said, we'll catch up, we'll have a beer at the footy next week, we move on.
And the boys are catching up this week.
The boys are all catching up. But Mark Brayshaw's comments, as the parent, I think he's been absolutely outstanding about this. He said, look, this happens in football, I understand. Yep. And, anyway, for him to react that way was outstanding.
Absolutely, Ditz. I think it's a good step forward to recover the relationship and repair it. And he knows that accidents happen, and there was a brain snap by Andrew Gaff. So 8 weeks is about right. Move on.
Yeah. Hey, how's this for a story? In the Herald Sun today in Melbourne, a horse race, big horse race worth a lot of money through the city streets of Melbourne. They're going to lay a 1,000-metre, this is the plan, to lay a 1,000-metre track, and the horses are thundering down the main streets in Kilda Road.
What?
And you've got pop-up corporate boxes either side of the track and people betting along the side of the road and all of that.
What's wrong with Flemington?
I don't know. And there's a company that's planning to do this in all major cities, like they're naming Paris and London and Hong Kong and all sorts of places, and Melbourne, to have a big major horse race through the city streets.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Incredible, isn't it?
It is. Where'd you find that?
It's in the Herald Sun today.
Right.
So it's a real story. I'm not making it up, I promise.
Yeah, right. Anything with race horses, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a crack. When's that? What time of year?
I can see one through the streets of Burnside next year.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be rigged, though. I'll be on board.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. We'll have a fast track on the inside. We'll have a few punting. We'll be laughing. So, serious. What time of the year is this happening, Ditz?
I don't know.
Are we going?
Oh, we'll be there.
Triple M rocks the races.
We'll ride in the race. Don't worry about that.
That'd be good. All right, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Mm. All right. 6:53, 16 in Adelaide today with showers easing.
Ruined Ditz for breakfast.
I've heard it on the radio.
I only have time for one breakfast show. The Prime Minister.
So you had to open your mouth and articulate.
Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Let's get him on. The number one man in the nation, Big Mal. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ditson. Good morning to you, Rue. I thoroughly enjoyed last Thursday night on the town in Adelaide with you. Having a few frothies, as you call them. It was terrific fun.
Yeah, it was good to have you at the Variety Club Showdown Luncheon on Friday as well, Big Mal. And,
absolutely. I'm making Adelaide my second home, Rue.
Yes, you got a few people laughing along after a few Sangiovese's.
Well, somebody from the other side of politics was there, Kate Ellis, who's I think is a terrific representative of her constituency, and I take my hat off to her.
Big Mal, I know you love your sport, but you did call her Liz Ellis on the day. You didn't probably realise, but...
Right. Netballer.
Let's move on.
Bugger.
Hey, now, Mr. Turnbull, are you aware that...
Did I?
There are impersonators out there impersonating you. Can you believe this?
Well, what? I do know that, Ditz. I'm aware of it, and it's only natural that people will look at me, admire me, and think I'd like to be like that guy. I like the cut of his jib. I like his stride. I like his sartorial splendour. And, of course, my diction and the way I pronounce all of the letters in all of the words. It's inevitable that people will impersonate me.
Now, listen, on Monday, the Grill Team, which is the equivalent of this program in Sydney, the B grade up there in Sydney, they spoke to an impersonator, and they asked him this.
Have you ever heard of a man called Lawrence Mooney?
Oh, yes, I have. He's the impersonator. I've not met him. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I look, I'm a hard one to judge. I don't think it's a great impersonation, but obviously others do. Otherwise, he wouldn't get a gig anyway.
Right.
No,
well,
gee whiz.
Well, that's clearly the Moon Man commenting on his own impersonation.
That's right.
He's gone kind of quite meta there, hasn't he? Quite postmodern. But that is clearly a poor impersonation of me. Mm. I mean, that sounds nothing like me.
Well, hang on. I'll give you some more here. The impersonator, he couldn't even pronounce Point Piper correctly. Have a listen.
Could you say Point Piper for us, just to be how he does it?
Point Piper is how I would say it.
Point Piper, he sounds like a bogan from Elizabeth.
He does sound a bit boganish.
Yeah, speaking through his nose. I mean, first of all, I don't always call it Point Piper. Mm. Sometimes I just say, up the Piper.
That's right.
Luce and I live up the Piper, and you got to get up there. Get up the Piper. Yeah. Or the Piper. But no, that is a terrible impersonation. I don't know who. Is that the Moon Man trying to be funny? Is it? Because that's terrible.
Well, you know what? I just knew this was an impersonator when he said he didn't even drink Sangiovese.
Do you drink Sangiovese, Prime Minister?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. This bloke's taking the mickey.
That is the acid test, isn't it, Roo? I will drink anything that's red so long as it's Italian and not locally grown. Mm. I mean, Piedmont, Veneto, Emilia Romagna, any of the great Toscana, where Chianti Classico is grown. I love a Sangiovese.
And just to really, really top it off, he couldn't even pronounce kayak.
I kayak, but I kayak almost always kayak by myself. Actually, Lucy and I have a double which we go out on, but generally only on calm, fair days in summer. I paddle all year round in winter and summer.
There you go.
Well, I do paddle all year round, but I call it a kayak, and that's the way you pronounce it. I mean this. It is a cheap imitation. He's embarrassing himself, whoever that guy was. But there's some. You could always do the acid test, of course. Sangiovese, ask him what his favourite month is. We all know it's February.
He did say Lucy.
The environment.
He gave Lucy a mention, though.
Well, yes, and of course, I say loose. And he did mention the double kayak, so he knows something about me because we have got a double.
He didn't say anything about rolling up a spliff and kicking back on the lounge or anything.
No. Well, that's the other thing. They should have said, do you skin up a fatty on a Friday to take the edge off?
Prime Minister, we have to leave you there. We could talk forever.
And of course, the impersonator on last week called Kate Ellis, Liz Ellis.
So, yeah.
It's getting complicated, isn't it?
It's a tough life to know who really is who.
Who's the real Malcolm Turnbull? Please stand up.
Better end of the week.
Please.
Now, before I go, I just want to say the Triple M rocks the goalpost at Adelaide Oval.
Yay!
You can go right now.
Yes.
Right. See you later.
Just like the Crows do.
Yeah. See you later.
Good on you, Bono.
Vic Mal.
Triple M. Strap an onion to your head, fill the bath with vinegar, grab the snake oil and start howling at the moon. It's time for Roo and Dit's Wacky Remedies.
I love talking about these, and we get our expert on Dr. Carl, who's got his new book out. It's been out for a little while, The Universe and Everything. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Roo, Dr. Dit's.
How are you, Dr. Carl? This time of year, it's common colds are out and about, and I hear my in-laws who live with me say to the kids, you know, put your shoes on, put your socks on, put a jumper on. You don't want to be catching a cold.
You'll get a cold.
Now, is that accurate? Can you catch a cold in that fashion, or is it a bug?
We're not entirely sure. We don't really know why colds and flus are more common in winter. We've got a few theories. But amazingly, in 2018, we still don't know all of the reasons. Number one reason is that in winter, people tend to stay indoors in confined spaces, and so they can spread diseases to each other more easily. Number two, there's less ultraviolet coming from the sun, which tends to knock off viruses. But number three, it seems as though, for example, that the cold virus, the flu virus rather, is more stable in cold, dry air, which is what you get in winter. And in fact, you only get the flu season happening in the northern summer hemisphere, but not in the tropics. And we think that what happens is that in the humidity, when it's humid, not dry, the flu virus picks up more water vapor and then just gets heavier and then just falls to the ground and doesn't get transmitted. And the way we discovered this was way back in 1918 when the big flu virus went around the world and it killed 50 million people. And in Camp Cody, a military camp in New Mexico, it killed a whole lot of soldiers there. But the doctors noticed that besides that, as soon as the flu virus arrived, the guinea pigs started dying. So they started doing experiments on guinea pigs because it's hard to do experiments on humans, which might kill them. You know, the ethics committees, you know, this nanny state that stops you from sticking knives in electric power points, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they found was they tried different changing the air, and with the guinea pigs, when the air temperature was 5 degrees centigrade, they got massive transmission of the flu virus from one guinea pig to another. And when it was 30 degrees centigrade, nothing, absolute zero.
Okay.
And when the humidity was at 20%, which is pretty dry, they got maximum transmission of the flu virus from one guinea pig to another.
Mm.
And when it was 80%, absolutely nothing.
Right.
So the trick is to avoid the cold, dry air and have wet, humid air. Maybe have a little personalized plastic bubble that you carry around with you,
right,
mount on your head, that gives you wet, dry, wet, warm air, and that way you can avoid getting the flu virus.
So just to clear this up, though, you're not sure whether you can catch a cold from being cold yet?
Definitely. You cannot catch a cold just by being cold. You need to also get the cold virus,
yep,
which is one sort of virus,
okay,
or the flu virus, which is a different virus.
Okay.
So you can't get it without the virus.
Yep.
But it seems as though it's more easily transmitted in the cold. The thing is, we don't really know why, even in 2018. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. It is amazing. Okay. No, always got some work to do, Dr. Carl. Yeah. Hey, fish oil, did you talk to us about this one?
Now, fish oil, Dr. Carl, as you know, it's not only sports people. I was going to say a lot of sportsmen and women around the world got onto this a while ago, and it was about similar to glucosamine, I guess. They thought it would help their joints and rejuvenate sore and swollen joints, but a lot of people take tablets. Now, my wife actually investigated this a few years ago and said that taking fish oil in its purest form, so actually drinking it like a teaspoon of it a day, was better than actual tablets, but do any of them actually do any good? Does fish oil really work? Because so many people take it.
Fish oil, the latest research that came through just a few months ago, is that fish oil works when you eat it in the form of a fish.
Aha, right.
If you have it in the form of tablets or the oil, it doesn't work. You've got to have the whole fish. For example, there's an experiment done with people who were dying of lung cancer, and they had thousands and thousands of them, and they knew their smoking history, and therefore they knew how many years they were smoking for, and they had their family history, and they had a rough idea of roughly how many were going to die each year. And they put them onto a diet high in vitamin A. They got the vitamin A from the food, carrots and pumpkins and so forth, and after about 10 years they thought, wow, these guys are living longer. So then they tried giving them the vitamin A in tablet form.
Mm.
They thought if a little bit is good, more is better. But instead, they died sooner.
Mm.
So it's a boring thing that your grandparents said to you, get your vitamins from your food, not from the chemist.
Dr. Carl, I was up the river last time, and there was an old Romanian fella fishing on the bank. And I said, what are you doing here? He said, I'm catching carp about 6 inches long. And I said, what are you doing that for? He said, I feed them to my dog because I used to give it fish oil tablets, but it eats little carp and it fixed all its issues. He said, it's just made it so much happier, moving around a hell of a lot better because it eats small fish.
Mate,
that's what he said.
Hippocrates said 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates, you know, the medicine guy, he said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. It's not going to work if you've got pneumonia, mate. You just need antibiotics. But in all other cases, get your vitamins from your food, not from a chemist or a health food shop.
Good on you, Dr. Carl.
Right. I think that settles that.
Good stuff.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys. See you later, Dr. Roo, Dr. Pitts.
Thank you, Dr. Carl. Universe and everything, Dr. Carl.
Yeah, give us a call right now. Wacky Remedies. If you've got some questions you want to know or if you've got some remedies on different things, give us a call. We have got Kathy from Hallett Cove. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Good.
You've got a remedy for something?
I do. When you've got a cold, this is a really great help. You get a cup of tea, a cup of black tea, You put a great big shot of brandy in it, a little bit of sugar, and some freshly squeezed lemon, and it absolutely does wonders.
I had all of those things when I had the man flu, except for the brandy. So I had honey in there.
Sounds to me, Kathy, like you ruin a good brandy doing that.
Putting it in the black tea.
Kathy says it works.
We've got more calls there lined up.
Give it a go. 7:58, ruined it. We're talking wacky remedies. What have you got?
Let's go to Kapunda. G'day, Travis.
G'day, boys. How you going?
What's your wacky remedy, mate?
My wacky remedy is celery juice.
Okay, tell us more. Tell us more.
Providing when you get up in the morning on an empty stomach, you put it in a juicer out of the fridge.
Yep.
And you neck it straight away. It sorts you out.
What do you do? Just put celery in it on its own?
You just, you scrap celery out of the fridge, boys. You put it in the juicer. I bought a juicer from Kmart for about $59.
Yeah.
And you juice it up and it gets rid of indigestion and it's an anti-inflammatory and it makes your body alkaline.
Do you need to juice it up or can you just eat celery sticks?
You just juice it. But you got to neck it straight away before it oxidizes.
Right.
Before it oxidizes, okay.
I'm telling you, boys, if you've got trouble with indigestion, get on that. But you must drink it on an empty stomach in the morning when you get up.
Yeah, right, Travis. Lots of rules, Travis.
Yeah, who told you this one?
Oh, I'm not telling.
All right, get on your Travis.
Right. Secret remedy.
Julie, where are you from?
Marlston.
Marlston. Okay. Yeah. Good, that's all right. We just had Milestown up on our screen. So, Marlston.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
Oh, mine's not super wacky. It's just the normal, regular honey and lemon drink.
Yeah.
But if you've got the mucusy cough, you add black pepper that's freshly ground. You can drink it all day at work, and it really helps.
Does it really help, the old pepper? Yes.
So pepper?
Yep. Just black pepper.
Right.
Black pepper, freshly ground.
Doesn't make you sneeze?
Yep. No.
Okay.
No, that actually tastes quite nice, but lots of people have got the cough that's not going away.
Yeah, I've
and
got
you can
that.
If you have to go to work, you can sip it all day without any, drunken side effects.
All right, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Good on you. Yeah,
no worries. Let's go to Cumberland Park. G'day, Matt.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
You get a raw onion, cut it up, and then you whack it in your socks.
Sleep
with them. Yeah. You sleep with them overnight. And apparently all the goodness from the onion goes through your body and you wake up feeling a lot better if you got the flu.
You don't strap them to your ears like Birdman?
Well, you can try that, I suppose. Why not? But no, the socks remedy is the one I've heard of. So,
and what does it smell like? When you wake up? Yeah.
Onion.
What a surprise. Okay. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no, good on you, Matt.
Onions in your socks.
Let's go up to Taringi. G'day, David.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Dave. What do you got for us?
When I was 12 years old, my dad cut my finger 3/4 of the way off with a pair of garden shears.
Oh.
And used white pepper to put it back on. Wrapped it up with a bandage, sent me off to hospital, and I only had one stitch, and I still have my left index finger today.
So, really? So he cut 3/4 of your finger off. Are you saying he put white pepper all over the flesh wound?
Straight over. Just covered it.
And then stuck your finger back on.
Yep.
And then taped it up.
Yep, and sent me off to hospital.
And you are telling me you only had one stitch?
One stitch. Yep, that's all I had.
Hell. So white pepper.
Doesn't sound right.
Did the trick.
Yep. And I worked on the roof all my whole life, and the only first aid kit I had was white pepper.
Gee.
And which finger was it?
Left index finger.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good story, David. Thanks for that. It reminds me, a good family friend of ours working in a factory one day had a big accident, and his hands went through the saw and cut off all his fingers. It was very nasty accident.
Terrible
accident. And he got rushed to hospital, and he got to the hospital, and the surgeon said, well, why didn't you bring the fingers with you to reattach? He said, well, I would have, but I couldn't pick them up.
Exactly. he would have went through a fair bit of white pepper.
He did. Well, what is this, the bloody crow show, is it?
Oh, well, it is today a little bit, Ditson, probably for next week as well. And Anyway, next weekend is the 20th anniversary of the 1998 Premiership.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, so it's going to be plenty of stuff happening around town. And next Monday night, Dits, they're looking at having a grand final replay on the big screens at the Wallace Piccadilly Cinema in North Adelaide. Hosted by the star of the day, he absolutely nailed the duck, Wayne Carey, Peter Caven, and he joins us now. Cavo, good morning. I didn't know if it was night or morning for a minute. I'm just picturing me being in a bit of a mess next weekend.
Just relive those 20 years. How good were you that day, Ruth?
Oh yeah, we'll be really good next weekend when we're reminiscing. But next Monday night we're going to do the have the grand final at the cinema. You're going to be hosting the event. What else is going to happen that night?
Well, I can't believe it's been 20 years. Of course, we've refined now because we had the same event last year. Remember, we won two in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We've got Blighty coming down and have a chat, talk about him, how good he was.
He won't talk about himself, will he?
Well, hopefully it doesn't go over time, so we'll have to cut him short. We might get up on a ladder and have
just
a
chat. Just put your phone near your mouth, Cavo, will you, so we can hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm just hearing you now.
Right, that's it, nice and clear.
We're hoping to get about 400 down to Piccadilly Wallace Theatre down there on Monday night. The door's open at 5:30 for a 6:30 start, and we're going to have the Premiership Cup there, so supporters can take a photo and have a chat. So
anyone can come along, can they?
Yeah, open to Crows and Port supporters. I'm sure we'll see a few of those down there.
Joking. Hey, I would watch that. I know what happened. I don't need to bloody see it again.
Well, yeah, you can watch us win two in a row, though.
Now, listen, I've got to give you a rap quite seriously, because Cavo is one of the best blokes you'll ever meet. And Cavo, I was at a lunch with Blighty on Friday, and it was interesting. People were asking him about the premierships, obviously, and he named you. He said that out of all the players in the side on that day in 98, he said, Roo, Peter Caven got the most out of himself, and he was, for Blighty, the most impressive because of the way he played, and obviously had to stand.
Does that mean
Wayne
he's got
Carey.
No ability?
No, he just said that. He said out of all the stories you could tell, you know, like Shane Allen in 97, and, you know, Darren Jarman's last quarter in 97, and all those. But he did. He singled out Cavo. So there you go, Cavo. A big rap for you.
Oh, thanks. I'll have to split Blighty a couple of hundred when I see him on Monday night.
Yeah. So $20 for adults, $10 for kids under, under 15. Starts at 6:30.
Do you know, have you got many of the players coming from that day?
Yeah, I know. Roo's coming down and Vic's are coming down. We've got about half a dozen. Kim Costa's away. He goes to an opening of an envelope. We'll be down there.
This is for Monday night, Ditz, you're talking? Yeah, Monday night. Yep, there'll be plenty of
Monday
people.
Monday night. And half time, we're going to have a few little auction. We've got a Weber Q and a beautiful $200 meat pack. So it's a great opportunity to get down there, have a bit of fun, and just reminisce.
It is important. I mean, this is why you play footy in any sport, and you play in premierships. You have to have reunions. You've got to get together, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, though, last year I came along and I didn't even play. At least I played this year. Is that all right? At least I feel welcome this year.
You'll be right, mate. You did all good.
Jars will be there, surely, Darren.
Well, Darren will be there, yeah. Well, like half a dozen or a dozen players down there. And it's fun night. I mean, how quickly 20 years goes, but stories will just get bigger, and like the bellies, I suppose.
Do we have to pay mods to come along? Or
I don't know whether him and Blighty are talking to each other yet. Mods might get there. But the tickets are available online, so just go to AFC, Australia Part, or you can go to the...
Where do you go to get them? AFC, Adelaide Footy Club.
The Adelaide Footy Club website, and just under their hospitality part. Just have a look for the clues. 20-year grand final reunion movie night.
All right, should be a bit of fun.
You should invite Wayne Carey along because he helped you win that day.
Well, he said he reckons he won three premierships, Cavo. Two for North Melbourne, one for Adelaide because he kicked one goal five in that game.
Yeah.
It was pretty handy. And that one goal he did kick, I said to Smarty, can you just pick him up for 10 seconds? And bloody kicked the goal on Smarty.
sort of gold you'll get
that
at least.
Pressure you had him under, Cavo. He kicked 5 points, didn't he?
Well, I said you wouldn't want to lose to me, buddy.
Good on you, Cavo, and enjoy next Monday night. Now, which no, I don't think so. I've got to book club. Which cinema is it?
Wallace Piccadilly Cinema in North Adelaide. So it gets underway at 6:30. As Kavo said, you can get there from 5:30. $20 for adults. Everyone's welcome. Go to the Adelaide Football Club website to purchase some tickets. It'll be the start of a long week for Crows fans reminiscing 20 years ago, the last premiership.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Righto, g'day boys, who have we got here today?
Alex Flack, operations manager and rush hour producer, and I'm 35.
Right.
Yeah, Nails, account manager, 28.
Yeah, and Howie, an account manager, 27.
Righto, we got the boys in.
Is Flack your surname, is it?
Yeah.
And people just call you Flack?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit direct.
I thought Flack was a nickname for something else.
Oh, boys, we've worked together for like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's all right. We don't get too personal. We don't want to get to know each other too well, just in case you get the chop or something.
Hey, this is fresh off the press. Alice the Wag, during that song, just announced to us that she thought about getting a nose ring.
Yeah.
Seriously, do we find this stuff attractive on girls? You know, having different things pierced? Like, Alice the Wag, fair to say, is a beautiful looking girl. Why would you go and ruin it with, you know, something hanging out your nose?
I think it looks hot.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a big piercing guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is from bloke. He's got an earring. That's right. He's had it since he was 15.
Do a lot of blokes still have earrings, Flack, or just you?
There's been a couple of girls tell me I'm a bit old to have one.
Right.
But if my dad's still rocking it, I'm still rocking it.
Right. How old's your dad?
60-something.
Right. So chip off the old block now.
Yeah. I had an eyebrow ring. I took that one out.
Right.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long ago did you take that out?
2 years ago. I felt once you're over 30, you probably shouldn't have one.
All right. Nails?
Yeah, I think it takes a certain kind of girl to be able to pull off the nose ring, I think. But
what sort of girl?
Oh.
Yeah, well, when you say a certain type of girl, don't just say it and then don't back it up.
Yeah, I think, you know, a sort of surfer kind of girl, maybe.
Right. A real surfer girl. Well, Alice has held a surfboard before.
Mm. I think she's driven past a beach.
Yeah. She walked her dog on a beach.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Oh, that quite, yeah.
Yeah.
Howie?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I think it looks good.
Yeah. You're a very conservative looking fella, very well dressed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I'd be able to pull it off for the male question. I'm, pretty gun barrel straight, but I think it looks good on girls.
All right.
What makes it, what do you mean look good? Do you think it makes them?
Oh, it's just a bit different. It makes you turn your head a bit.
Right.
Your head.
Right. Now, the other morning, we always have the TV screens on in the studio here. And the other morning, there was a story on there about female bodybuilders, right? Absolute chock-a-block full of muscle, heads, bulging out everywhere. Is that sexy, Flack? Women with massive muscles?
Yeah, I'm attracted to women with power or strength, so
yeah,
you could probably throw me around.
So you like piercings and you like big muscles, right, eh?
Yeah.
Is there anything you don't like about a female? That's what I should have asked.
Look, I can't be too picky and choosy.
You are a redhead, Flack.
Big, strong women with muscles bulging everywhere.
No, definitely doesn't do it for me.
And a nose ring.
Yeah, a nose ring to top it off. And you sort of see them get up there on stage and they're, you know, got that tan on and, it's body a bit and strange. And it, you know, it takes them, you know, the whole year to get into that shape. And it's, it seems like a whole lot of work for, you know, not a whole lot of reward.
You wouldn't want to get home late from the pub. If you just get smacked. You get arrested. You'd be in a headlock.
You'd cook the bloody tea.
You'd be in the doghouse for sure.
Howie?
A little bit of tonnage is always advantageous, I think. But when you see girls at the gym with bigger muscles than me good friend Nails here, it's not overly attractive.
Fair enough. That's good. That's it. Is that it?
No, I've got another topic.
Oh, yeah. How do boys get rid of their girlfriends these days? You know, what sort of techniques? I mean, back in the old days when Ditz and I were dating, you know, you'd sort
very
of have
confronting.
To, you'd have to, you know, go face to face and do it properly, like show some manners and some courage and do it respectfully, but we're led to believe that's, you know, a thing of the past.
It's brutal now, isn't it? Because you meet all these people online, you just drop them off, don't you, Flack?
I've learned pretty quickly that you just stop and they
stop.
Do.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You'll be intense conversation over text. You may not have even met yet, and after a week, it just stops.
Right.
And they don't reply, and that's just the way it is.
There's no comeback, there's nothing.
there's been a couple of times where we've been chatting, it's really good, and then we add each other on Facebook, and then she stops.
They saw a picture of your earring.
Oh, this is whack flack though, isn't it? Belting. Nails.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had too many girlfriends, so I haven't had to deal with it too much. But, yeah, I think the whole online dating thing is, you know, where it's at the moment. I actually met Tora on Tinder, believe it or not. So,
on Tinder?
What, you met, this is on Tinder?
Yeah.
So, isn't Tinder like for when you want to go the whole hog? Is it? Or
well,
do you
well,
actually
it was,
make...
but I ended up with a girlfriend. No. Well, yeah, we actually had it hooked up to the phone and coming through the plasma TV and yeah, swiping what? Away
wow.
that way.
On the big screen.
On the big screen. So we just, as a bit of a joke and then...
Is that what people do?
Well, I don't know. That's what we did.
You put it up on like your big screen at home and check people out.
Yeah, well, we did it as a bit of a joke, and I didn't have it for too long. But yeah, match with Tor, and the rest is history. So,
well, you were just sitting on your couch at home.
Yeah, yeah, with a mate. Yeah, with my housemate.
Check this one out. Check that one out. She looks all right.
Yeah. So,
is that how you do it?
Yeah, well, it was, and yeah, a bit interesting, but yeah, it's the way it's going.
Have you heard of that before, Dit?
No, I can't believe it.
That is funny. Is that a normal Howie?
I've never done that before. I've never heard of that.
Oh, I see. What size plasma? What size TV?
Like it's about a 60 inch, I think.
It's like the Jeff's Cross drive-in.
High definition.
Oh, God. Oh, good.
Howie, have you had to dump anyone or have you been dumped?
No, I'm trying to think back. I think back when we were a bit younger and didn't have the balls to do the dumping, you'd just try and sort of play up until you got it done for you.
Until you got caught.
Fantastic.
I reckon I've done this.
All right, good on you, boys. Well done, they are the Metros. I wouldn't follow all of their advice, but maybe some of it.
You haven't missed Ruined Dits, so don't miss SA's newest supercar event at the Bend Motorsport Park. Tickets at thebend.com.au.